LA woman, 22, faces murder charges in deaths of three-year-old twin sons. A Los Angeles woman is scheduled to be arraigned July 16 in a Van Nuys courtroom in connection with the deaths of her twin three-year-old sons. Justice James, 22, is facing two counts each of murder and child abuse under circumstances or conditions likely to cause great bodily injury or death, along with allegations of child endangerment, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. The boys were identified in the criminal complaint as Josiah J. and Justine J. Bail for Ms. James has been set at $4 million. The evidence indicates fentanyl was involved in this case, Deputy District Attorney Jonathan Hatami told City News Service. It will be up to the County of Los Angeles Medical Examiner to determine what caused the boys' deaths. In a statement, District Attorney George Gaskin said, "These innocent boys reportedly came into contact with fentanyl, an opioid that has wreaked havoc across our communities. This tragedy is part of a disturbing trend where babies and toddlers are increasingly becoming victims of the opioid crisis. The deadly capabilities of fentanyl cannot be overstated, and it is our collective responsibility to protect those who cannot protect themselves." Police and paramedics responded at about 11:20 a.m. Thursday to a home in the 20,000 block of Sherman Way, near Winnetka Avenue, where Justice James found her three-year-old twin boys, unresponsive, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. The boys were both taken to a hospital, where Josiah was pronounced dead early Thursday afternoon and Justine was pronounced dead Saturday, according to the district attorney's office. Preliminary investigation revealed that the children had ingested or been exposed to an unknown substance, according to an LAPD statement released Friday. The mother and other residents of the home were transported to the LAPD Topanga Community Police Station for questioning. The boy's mother was arrested Thursday night and has remained behind bars since then, according to jail records. Police said the other residents of the home are not being investigated any further. Ms. James faces a potential life prison term if convicted, according to the district attorney's office. A witness told KTLA 5 that the boys' parents were hysterical as a neighbor attempted to perform CPR on the children before paramedics arrived. "I came in, there's a kid sitting on the table and I started giving him CPR, and my friend says, "Oh my God, there's another one," neighbor Chris Burko told the station.